Okay, so let's hear what happened to this lady.
So we reviewed a lot of options with her, and at that time, we had just opened an expansion arm of a nivolumab phase one study, actually that was recruiting patients with squamous cancer. And so this is a single cohort option for her. There was no PD-L1 expression required, so there was no marker required to get onto this study. She did have to have archived tissue. So discussed this option with her and her son-in-law, and she said, yeah, I'll try that. So she went on a therapy that was every 2 weeks. So she was not very pleased about that proposition. But when I told her that we didn't expect side effects to be large, probably more constitutional in nature, she was willing to pursue this.
I'm just kind of curious in terms of her background and the kinds of questions she asked.
She was she's an 82-year-old woman looking at a doctor who's telling her about more treatment for lung cancer. And so she's like a school teacher. I was very nervous always going into, I still am when I see her, because she always puts me in my place and tells me this better be worth it. So she was very skeptical, and I'm realistic that, you know, I don't have a great track record with patients doing well in third line therapy with squamous lung cancer.
And at that point, I guess we didn't really have much data or any data,
No data.
So this is just another phase one study in a way.
A phase one study with some anecdotes that people were excited.
Anyhow, what happened with this lady?
So she elected to enroll in this study, and so she went on to every two-week therapy. And in the beginning, she did have to come more often, and that I certainly got an earful at each visit about why am I here, why do I have to keep going through this. And it became kind of a joke in our clinic because this patient would come, and she would pace outside her room waiting for me to come in because she was having no symptoms, and she was feeling better. And I've told you about her granddaughter. Frequently, her granddaughter was in the room with her waiting for her to get done. So,
was she having symptoms from the disease when you started
therapy? We were worried about worsening fatigue. We were worried about some cough that was nagging her. Her son-in-law was very worried about her cough.
What was her, chest situation in terms of tumor?
She had bilateral disease, no effusions, but bilateral disease. I mean, it was clear that if she was going to have any symptoms, they were going to be respiratory in nature.
So she had enough disease that you were suspicious it was actually causing symptoms at that point.
Right. It was noticeable in the room that she was coughing, through the visits.
And what happened as she got treated?
Kind of an unusual thing, and, take it for what it is. It's one patient, but it became unlike anything I've seen where I go into a room and someone has no symptoms at all. And we're now 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months into treatment.
What was going on objectively?
Her scans continued to show small, what I call minor responses. She certainly did not have dramatic improvement or disappearing clearance of her lungs, but over time, there was gradual improvement in her lungs. And what her son-in-law and I noticed is that the cough went away. And her only complaint was coming in for the visits. Why do I have to keep coming to see you if I'm feeling so well? So we pushed ahead, and this summer, we reached 24 months, 2 years. And the trial was written that at the two-year point, patients actually go off study if they're doing well, with the option to go back on treatment at progression. And so she was very happy and yet nervous about this proposition. Her son-in-law was very nervous, and we talked through about how well she had done. Her scans continue to look good. She still has disease, we can see. She didn't pretend, or I didn't pretend, that she's cured.
Has she had what you would consider, your radiology people consider, an objective response or not?
She's had a partial response.
Partial response, okay.
So we stopped therapy earlier this summer. It's been almost 6 months. I've seen her in her evaluations, her visits now change to much less frequently. I think she went 3 months before she had to come back in. And she continues to do very, very well. Her scans look good. She feels well. She's off therapy now for many months. The big question is, what's going on with her cancer? Is it going to come back? Is she going to start to feel bad? And will she need to go back on any treatment? And those are unknown answers there.
So I'm just kind of curious what it's like to see this lady nowadays. Is she a happy person or still complaining?
No, she's it's a bit of a joke.
Still making you nervous.
When she sees me, I'm nervous if I'm running behind in clinic because she makes me pay for that. But no, it's a joy to see somebody. I mean, all of us have this experience, even with chemotherapy, where somebody does well. And it's fun having a patient where you don't have to do anything in terms of managed toxicity except just talk about how their day's going. So yeah, it's fun. We worry about what's around the corner, but the optimism is that she will have an opportunity to go back on anti-PD-1 therapy if cancer were to show itself again. And she's now a believer that there might be other things out there that could help her if that weren't an option.